disturb everyone in the Ashram. And figure, you know, it's, you know, nobody should be saying anything because, you know, they should all understand. And everybody else is thinking, you know, from where the devotees are tired of them, you know, flying out the window or down the stairs a long time ago. So, in here we see that there is the principle of insensitivity. We're not worried about others. Others need to sleep. It's also their right to sleep, and you have the right to, you know, find yourself and go to bed, yes. But if you actually, your life was organized, you would know where all your things are in the dark anyway. Right? Brahmacharya has very few things. They keep it all very tidy and nice because it belongs to Krishna. It's not theirs. They can just keep it in the all way they like. So whether the lights are on, the lights aren't on, one would be able to come in very quietly, do everything one would want to do, and then go to bed and not, without turning on the light and without disturbing them. So here's a lack of sensitivity, it's a lack of personal discipline, it's a lack of consideration of others, it's false ego, thinking that my position is special, that everyone else is just sleeping in ignorance and I'm in good service. But the reason they're sleeping is because they did a day of service and they plan to get up the next day and do another day of service. Does that make sense? So some new person came along, they were cooking, per se, generally more along the line of traditional Indian cooking. The first day everybody said, no days. Like that, but because you're coming over, you have to eat, but it's 7 days. And also, the spices were burnt, the chance game. The chance game is you put the pot on the stove, and you turn on a fire full of fast, right? It's got the water in it, and you put it right out. Okay, then you're running around looking for things to put in the pot. Then you come to eat, then you put the heat in the pot. Right now, it's on full blast. It means if you haven't already burned a hole in the pot you're using, that it's just about a certain amount of a few moments before the heat is flashed on. But in that time, then you find the little, crawling and keep firing and fighting on. You wouldn't have a clue what they do before. But that doesn't matter. This is part of the variety of the chance game. Then, because the heat is about to light on fire, then you start filling in as many of the spices as possible. And you just throw them in until the point where the ghee is about to smoke and is actually going to light. And then you throw something else in there. So this way then the temple really is getting the light and the spices, because according to the fight game, some days even if they're longer finding the trolley, some days less, so then you can get in more spices or less. If you're later, then it's hotter, you burn the spices more, so it gives that more pungent, sharp flavor. And if you get a little earlier, it won't be as pungent, but you get a more variety of spices, concentrated flavor there, that will be basically the same effect, like that. So, in here, then we see also lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, lack of training, lack of sensitivity, then we don't necessarily cook so great. You should know what you're throwing in the pot, what it does, what the effect is. If you throw it in the cold meat or hotter meat, it cooks longer, it cooks less long. It makes a difference. Right? And so whatever you do, then what you know is the result. Okay, so then having done the standards and the chance game and the temple, then someone came along and actually used less spices in a more specific way. Then the 3 days did really didn't have any flavor. By the third day they figured out that it was okay. By the fourth day they were saying it was great. By the fifth day they're not just from across the street are showing up like that. Unfortunately the sixth day they both left. But you understand the principle? So that means if the prasad is nice, it's served nice, the atmosphere is nice, there's a lot of people coming. If there's not, then there's not much happening. Right? It's like that. Anywhere where people know how to cook nicely and they're very, giving in the food and all that, there's always people at that place. That's why food is so important. Probably said we're a kitchen religion. So this is then very, very important aspects of devotional service that due to lack of knowledge, due to lack of sensitivity or care, so much is lost. It says wonder why there are not more people come to the temple. This might be a start. Cleanliness means also you have to be sensitive, you have to be knowledge, you have to be established in standards. Right? The place is clean, people like it. And even not nice people like it. Right? Think about it. Why do people go to malls? Because they're grungy, they're funky. No, because they're clean. They're nice. They're well organized. There's constantly people making the place clean. Right? So if we have standards that, only those who go out, they're up to standard, anyone who stays back to the temple clean, with low grade, then who wants to stay back? Who wants to take cleanliness into value? You know what I'm saying? So the point is, if where you live by your own choice looks like a bomb hit it, then guaranteed, if we, you know, look inside your, you know, your consciousness, we'll find the same bomb. Does that make sense? If it's clean on the outside, it will be clean on the inside. If it's clean on the inside, it happens to live with something that's not clean on the outside. Does that make sense? So these are all elements of where we're applying these etiquettes, and they have direct effects. Places clean, tidy, nice, people like to come around. Right? People like to be involved, and people are comfortable to stay. It's inviting. Does that make sense? Well, actually, it doesn't make sense. I don't know what it does. Sense, you know, spell it with feet. You know what I'm saying? So, these things then are very, very important in Vaishnava culture. Prabhupada made these very important in the beginning. Maybe the time it has been, you know, how do you say, not understood or not passed on, passed down, but it's there. Indeed, in Prabhupada Lila Minta, these things. How much emphasis was God, cleanliness of the temple, how nice the things were. At the same time, preaching is the essence, but this is also preaching. Why do you do it for preaching? We're not just doing it because of cleanliness fanatics. You know, or food freaks. No, it's a matter of, this is also part of the preaching, it's part of the culture, it's part of the Vaishnava, it's an action. Any questions?
I know that Mother Guruji said that not the foot of action, the foot of the other days, it's something we got in the fear. And it seemed like she referred to that as the other days, and now we're not.
But what should define what is preaching? Now that's the standard kirtan means the complete kirtan. Complete means it has all aspects. Everyone has to eat, so why should it be nice? Just like this, we see that Prabhupada was pushing very much the expansion of the movement, whatever is was happening, that the book distribution, when they bring in the final scores for the year, he'd say, great, now double it for next year. And they would, and then he'd say, double it. He kept doing that up to a particular point. Then he started saying, now boil the milk. Now, boil the milk, two things you're dealing with here. One is that he considered now the standard that is there, the devotees can easily maintain. So that remains, but now the focus should shift to now improving the depth, the quality, the understanding, the dedication of the members. It doesn't mean that there should be a reduction in the dynamic preaching activities. It meant that now you don't have to keep increasing that, but keep that as it is and naturally increase in an organic way. But the focus, because as you have more people, you can do more preaching. But the focus then shifts to now basically preaching to those who have taken up the mission. Right? So this is the boiled milk, somehow or another. I guess most devotees, you know, most preachers, you know, wouldn't know how to boil water without burning it. So I guess the analogy didn't make any sense. You know, because when you boil it, it gets thicker, it gets sweeter, it gets more tasty, more attractive, like that. So somehow or other, this didn't happen. Some places it did, some places it didn't. So it was designed this way that each sensor is basically runs on its own so that it can expand without being encumbered by any other, you know, centers. But at the same time, if one center has a difficulty, then only that center will have a difficulty like that. So in this way, then, individual places that there's more emphasis on these things than in many places than it's not. But it's not understood necessarily how important it is. You know, kirtan that everyone can take part of, and it's really nice. You don't have to be, you know, a young person with, you know, 500 what, kilojoules of energy, you know, to be able to take part. And prasad is very nice, it's sort of nice, it's a nice atmosphere about it. These things then are very attractive. Everyone likes music, everyone likes food. Right? Basically, that's it means the modern people have figured it out. Why is it, you know, in everywhere you go, in some place where they're trying to sell you something, there's music according to what they're selling. And not only that, they figured out that people will leave the shop to go out to eat. So if you have food places in your shopping area, they don't leave. So they'll shop, eat, shop, and you make money, therefore, three times as much money because they shop twice, and you get the profit off of eating also. You know what I'm saying? So they're figuring it out, probably way before they figured it out. But we haven't figured it out. What to do? But I'm sure if we read enough of coming in all these guys, one of these days we'll get it right.
What would
you
sometimes in this case
why do we miss? I would say it would be identity, insecurity. Because if we adjust anything,
why he got sick because of his lifestyle.
therefore then your prestige, other things then are a difficulty. Another thing is that the way you are, you've been like that for some time, and so you're comfortable with that, you don't want to try anything new, because that itself would be also possibly unnerving, you know, unsettling, like that. So basically you could say we come back to the security. Most things that people do are for the security. So either they accomplish something new to increase the security, or they try to keep it exactly the way it is for the security. But the principle of the sensitivity means you're always able to adjust with the situation. So time, place, and circumstance then can be dealt with. So even though it's very interesting that having said this, that we can see is that it's an absolute lack of dealing with time, place, and circumstance, because time, place, and circumstance changes. At the same time, is we will very cleverly use the term time, place, and circumstance to drop off any vague kind of rules that may have been established, because we're saying times are changing. And so basically what's happening is the comfort in the emotional platform and the rules there, because we were not sensitive enough to the culture that's there. Therefore, as our need for culture arises, we very, very imperceptibly slide back into whatever culture that we knew before we came to Krishna consciousness. And if anybody makes any comment, then we have some nice grumpy snack that we can, you know, say, and, you know, and we just hope that we'll keep it quiet. Same kind as here, imitating and following. Imitate means you imitate a position that's not yours. So following means following instruction. Imitate means you just try to externally do what they do in their position. You know, like the Six Goswamis are just wearing a small piece of cloth living in a tree. If we do that, that's imitating, because that's their position. Because of their advancement and understanding, they can do that. They're not sitting there and being, it's not an austerity for them to live under the tree and sit there and write books. It might be for us, you know, we have a nice air-conditioned room with our computer and everything running, then we can work on books, you know, while they can do it under the tree. So that would be to follow their instructions that they wrote under those trees, even if we don't, it's not, you know, it may be an effort for us, that's not imitating. There, but it doesn't come natural to you. But the point is, it's natural to serving God. Anything else is unnatural. So if we're really going to take that seriously, why would anybody be engaged in any material kind of activity or endeavor? Because that is totally unnatural to the soul. You know what I'm saying? So this is the difficulty, is because unless there's a Krishna conscious standard, whatever would come out of one particular person's mouth would tend to be inconsistent. Right? The more they're connected with the Vedic principles given by Srila Prabhupada, the more there's consistency. Right? Consistency is what actually generates security. The inconsistency doesn't, because nowadays you see everything's very inconsistent, but at the same time, no one's secure from top to bottom. It doesn't exist. At any time, you can be working in a company, you know, and then you work in the company for X amount of years, and you retire at this age, then you get, you know, this much pension. And so the new thing that they do is 6 months before, you've been in the company conditional and make something that works. But in that, one has to be able to be sensitive to the situation, understand what's going on, be able to control the senses. Right? I remember that was one of the things that came up. There was something before, you know, go back a long time, I don't know, 7 years, it was maybe more, there was a thing about, you know, the four principles of management. And so then somebody came out with the fifth principle of being able to control your senses. Because most people fail in business because they can't stick to their business plan. Partway through the plan, they get either afraid or greedy or something, and they don't follow the plan. They try something that they didn't really well think out, it's spontaneous, and it fails. So he was pointing out that the people who are successful are able to stick to their plan. Or if the plan is not working, then they're able to analyze it, adjust it. But it's all done in a controlled way. So those who have the culture of being able to control their senses, focus their senses, not get greedy and all that, they're the ones who are successful. Situations are there, but then there's the principles that they're based on. Right? Krishna consciousness, if we're looking at it in Krishna consciousness, then Krishna consciousness is the reality. God is there, and the soul is eternal, and that's our natural position to be serving. So then we shouldn't have any doubts in that. That reveals with the Parampara, then it's an eternal principle. It works. Now and again, if you get someone on the line that's not necessarily on the ideal standard, not that special. You know, so if somebody for, you know, 20 years wasn't and then suddenly became, that's not a big deal. The specialness is 20 years of being, you know, probably involved in Christian conflict. That's special. Army is very involved in conflict, but it's not Christian conflict. So that goes on. Even if you may be dependent on going on, so if somebody gets involved in that, that's not a big deal. That's normal. For people who think even speaking, may be dependent are important, therefore, now it's done. And when it goes beyond that, same people that will say, you know, will give some draconian punishment to set an example for something that they feel is morally improper, at the same time will be going, oh, you have to be understanding, and oh, why are you so strict and so evaded, and why aren't you, how do you say, giving more encouragement to people, coming out of the same mouth. But that's the point. If it's modern, then, you know, it's very strict. If it's dated, you know, why are we more relaxed and everything? Same mouth. Exact same mouth. Problem. Can it be pointed out? And another chemical, how you say, an enzyme, hormonally reactive situation.
Fear from the concept of relationship, then you're very safe.
working for the other defendants, you know, like the guys that, you know, come out of the war, you know, they serve together, and there's a camaraderie there, their lives depended upon each other, you know, and still today now, you know, if there are any left, you know, the skew once a year, or this D-Day, or, you know, whatever is the special day for this new country, and they get all these, you know, geezers together in their wheelchairs, and they all come together and tell their stories, and, you know, the bonding 50 years. therefore, there's a difficulty there, is that the modern can help get from insanity to normal, but beyond that, then you have to use Krishna conscious standards. Same time as Krishna conscious standards can help you from insanity to normal. But if you know some specific tricks how to deal with people with overly extreme, you know, emotional problems, then the modern tricks may work, only for getting rid of that. But their solutions, those have no value. But the tricks of dealing, you know, just like a mother learns tricks how to deal with a child so she can give those tricks to others. You know, like that. But you know, the concept or the mood of motherhood, that you want to endeavor to find ways to please your child, that we can't just explain. That came by association. That has standards. That makes sense. Accountability is there, but more important than the social accountability, I mean, if you're in a leadership position, yes, accountability must be there, but if a community is made up of a group of individuals, this is the important place to start. This is generally where, if you're talking community, you want to do community, no one starts there. You start with, okay, as a community, what are we going to do? No, they have to define what is the individual and the individual's values that they would be part of this community. Does that make sense? Right. You just had a festival where 500,000 people got together. What was the common principle each one of them had that made them part of that 500,000? Their particular religion. So, in other words, a community is based on individuals with a common value system. And the more common the value system, the more strong the community. If you'll know, it's because, except for Krishna consciousness, many of the core principles of how we view dealing with material energy is completely different. Therefore, the weakness of stronger is the understanding of the common value system, the stronger the community. So this is the difference in the Vedic work, is that you have to start with the individual. The individual doesn't accept the Vedic value system. You don't have for the other, it's then it's a matter of being, you know, sensitive. What is it? What is exactly going wrong here? And trying to work with what's happened there. You know, it's a misunderstanding. Somebody's not dealing with it properly. Who is that? What is that? You can work that way because we said it comes from the individual. Each individual can do it themselves. Leadership helps, great. Leadership doesn't, you can still become Krishna conscious on your own. That's why the Vedic system is the way it is. The whole thing can die if there's one person only. You can give rebirth to the whole thing. That's what I'm saying. Immediately our mindset is, okay, therefore the leaders have to change. Only when they change, then I can change. No, you can change now, leadership and non-leadership. Lord Chaitanya was running the Sankirtan movement under the Mohammedan government. And they're never thinking, oh, how can we be, you know, how can we be free? How can we God conscious if we have foreigners, you know, ruling us? No. Their whole point is, as long as we can do what we do, that's fine. As soon as they stop the Sankirtan mission, then they have some, you know, problem. But other than that, you know, what's the problem? What do we care? You know what I'm saying? So the individual at any time, the self-realization, at any point, the individual can make their decision to be God-conscious. And basically, no one else can stop that. So it's the natural thing is we look to leaders, therefore we say, well, the leadership changes because of the nature of our culture is basically politically based. It's the most important than economics. So the influence is more important. So therefore, whenever there's a problem, then it's my influence. I don't have enough influence, otherwise I can change it. Otherwise you have to change the manager because they have to do it. You know what I'm saying? But it's just a matter of God consciousness. Everything as it is now can come to the proper platform if the individuals in it commit themselves to the process. Does that make sense? That works. It's not a matter of you have to make some external change. It's a matter of the individual making a change in their own life. Does that make sense? That's what's so wonderful about it. It's not dependent upon anyone else. You yourself can change your attitude and how you feel and your perspective, your Krishna consciousness, despite anyone else. And in that position, you'll be in a better, you'll be in a better position to help others. So it's not that you're not careful. It's not that you're not going to not put yourself in that position again. But it means you're going to be able to work with the person. You know what I'm saying? Because only by working can you correct anything. So either you make your position stronger where they can't do that to you again, or you work in such a way that they understand and they won't do it again. You know what I'm saying? To the Prabhupada, he said, I'm going to be a teacher, and I'm going to go with him.